Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord has been faithful from the ages past. And that is why his name is forever praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Father, we bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Father, Lord, we magnify thy name because indeed in you we live and move and have our being. Our very existence is of you, Lord. And your word says our righteousness is of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you this morning that we are gathered together in the name of Jesus. For where two or three are gathered in your name, that there you are in the midst of them. Father, we are more than two. We are more than three. And I know that you are here, present with us, to bless us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, take all the glory. And in all that we shall do today, let it be done to your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let everything be done here today in your glory in the name of Jesus. You alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy to be lifted up. You alone are worthy to be exalted, for you are God in the name of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and that Word was God. And that word we shall share today to the glory and praise of your wonderful name. Let every heart be open to receive your word today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, I decree and you increase that thou may take absolute control, oh Lord, of my vocal cords. Thou may speak only your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because the entrance in of your word, it says it will give light and understanding. So let it be unto us today. That your word will give us light, it will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you are here present. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Oh, thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, praise team. God bless you. Amen. Let's be seated. Good morning. Again, it's a privilege to stand before you to share the word. Some of the things that the Lord brought to my mind to share with us today, I just thought to, you know, the Lord is good. I know we've been going through a lot, individually, collectively, as a body. But the Lord is faithful. Those testimonies that we share this morning, really, you know, kind of in line with the things that the Lord wanted me to share with us today. Kind of a reminder, you know, of the things that we've gone through as a body in this place. But the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is good all the time. You know, we win some. We lose some, to God be the glory. But for those of us that are left behind, we do have a responsibility to press on. And that's the direction the Lord wants me to go today. This morning, we're going to look at the standard of righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The standard of righteousness. Can you give me Matthew chapter 5, please? And 20. Matthew chapter 5. If you have your Bibles, your apps, let's get to that scripture. Matthew chapter 5. It says, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Praise you, the Lord. Again, I repeat. For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. We all strive to enter into the kingdom of God. We all strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But this scripture tells me that there's a condition. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It gives us a condition. And if you look at the scripture, there's so many times Jesus began to speak, you know, talk about phrases, using phrases like if and except. Things like that, you know, conditional statements for us as believers to understand that for you to get to this position or to this place, you have to do this. Amen? Amen? You have to do this to get to there. You have to obey the word to receive the blessing. There are so many conditions, you know, in the Bible. So to us, and I share with us, this is a conditional statement. Now, I'll give another example of a conditional statement. Let's go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18 and 3. Matthew 18, verse 3, if you can quickly give me that scripture. It says, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's another conditional statement. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So these are conditional statements that the Lord is giving unto us. But today, my emphasis is going to be on righteousness. Amen. So if you look at that scripture back, if you take me back to Matthew chapter 5 and 20, there's some things I want to point out there real quick. Matthew 5 and 20 again. Take me back to that scripture. It says, for unto you that accept your righteousness. So it's talking about your righteousness, right? Your righteousness should exceed, should go beyond that of the scribes and Pharisees. So you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So we are looking at your righteousness. We are looking at that of the righteousness of the Pharisees and, the Pharisees and the scribes. And of course, we are talking about the kingdom of heaven. For you to get into that kingdom of heaven, your righteousness has to exceed, go beyond that of the scribes and Pharisees. And that's exactly what the Lord wants to talk to us about today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So my first statement to us this morning, it says, righteousness is directly related to the kingdom of heaven and our ability to enter in. Praise you the Lord. Righteousness is directly related to the kingdom of heaven and our ability to enter into that kingdom of heaven. There's no shortcut to it. Praise you the Lord. There's no shortcut to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have to walk in righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, that could be a challenge because we are living in this world. We are faced with diverse kinds of things that happen in our way, our walk, our relationships, back and forth. We go to work, we get antagonisms. We go here, we fight. I mean, we get all kinds of issues and problems that come our way. Amen? Because we all face it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Bible says you should walk your salvation with what? With fear and trembling. You have a job to do. You and I have a job to do. For us to get into the kingdom of God, it is not a walk in the park. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is not a piece of cake. It is not born again and then we enter, oh, everything, you relax and cross your legs. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's a walk that you and I have to do to get into the kingdom of God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is not going to come and poof righteousness on you. It's not a magic wand. It's going to come and wand and then, oh, boom, you are righteous. You have to walk your salvation with fear and trembling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For you and I to enter into that kingdom of God,
or the kingdom of heaven. You know, Jesus Christ uses that word, that phrase, kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven interchangeably. They all mean the same thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? We understand that, right? So if I use the word kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven, you know what I'm talking about, right? Praise ye the Lord. Isaiah 64 and 6 tells you and I, it says, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Isaiah 6 and 4. It says, it calls our righteousness as filthy rags. It says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, in this case, your righteousness, your deeds, your so-called deeds, don't make any difference. You cannot use yours. In the same manner, the Lord is saying that your righteousness has to exceed those of the Pharisees and those of the scribes. Right? For you to enter into that kingdom of God. So the parameters are set there for you and I to follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's move on. It says, in the sense of the text of scripture that we have read, it says, our righteousness or filthy rags, as the case may be, or you want to call those your best deeds of right and justice. Those best deeds of right and justice that we think. Right? It says, and that of the scribes and Pharisees cannot get us into heaven. So then, what must we do? It says, we must seek righteousness that is beyond ours and that of the scribes and Pharisees. So, we then look to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In this sense, so we partner with the righteousness of God. In other words, we throw away our righteousness, which are all filthy rags, and take upon ourselves that of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your righteousness or the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees cannot get you to heaven. Amen? So we take on the righteousness of God. That is why we sang that song under the canopy and all, you know, I can't remember those words, but that song said, our righteousness is of the Lord. Yes, it is of the Lord, but we have a work to do, right? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why Matthew 6 and 33 tells you, says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. The goal is to seek first his kingdom. And to seek his kingdom, you also seek his righteousness. And that is the standard that God has set for you and I to follow. Well, we're going to go through that and see what those standards are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So my question to us this one is, how do we define or how do we explain or, you know, what righteousness is? I took a reading to the Amplified Version of the Bible, and I made a note here. I said, the Amplified Bible describes righteousness as your uprightness and your right standing with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your uprightness and your right standing with God. Again, it is describing that whatever kind of righteousness that would take you and I to get into heaven, that righteousness is set by God himself. So we'll look into the scriptures as we go along and the kinds of things that God wants us to look at. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So basically, he calls for the righteousness. He calls for it. He sets the standard. Amen? So it's not about what you glean from somebody else or what you glean from a pastor or somebody, a teacher, whatever. There's a standard for righteousness that God has set in the scriptures, and that is exactly what he wants us to follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Cannot be any other way, men and brethren. Praise ye the Lord. So this is peradventure a challenge to us, or also an encouragement. Some of these things we know, So we are reminding ourselves that we got to be on our toes, right? We got to be on our toes at all times, because for whatever reason, anything can happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Revelations 3, 14 to 22. Just an example. Some of the things that when I studied this, the Lord began to direct me to that, Revelations chapter 3, 14 to 20. It says, my focus will be on verse 18. It says, and God counsels the church to do this. Two things. Buy gold tried in fire so that you may be what? Rich. The second thing he counseled them, he said, white raiment speaks of purity, speaks of righteousness, that you may be clothed. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Those are two things I want to glean out of that scripture. Buy gold tried in fire. So that is why sometimes when you go through trials and temptations, when you go through rough times, there's a purpose for those rough times. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the objective of that is that the gold that is in you will come out. Precious, right, pure. Praise ye the Lord. And it says, white raiment, purity and righteousness, that you may be clothed. How many of us remember the story of the wedding garment? In, I think it's in, if I remember correctly, Matthew 22, 11 to 13. Somebody sneakily got into that wedding, and Christ came and said, oh, gee, how did you come in here? There was no clothes, there was nothing. So kick him out, because he had nothing on there. Praise ye the Lord. Righteousness, like a garment, that you and I may be clothed to make it and enter into heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are so many things that us as individuals, we go through, we struggle with. Some of us struggle with anger. Some of us struggle with, we know all our struggles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we have to walk righteousness to make it into the kingdom of God. Things can happen because somebody can step out of this room, for example, now God knows what next. Praise ye the Lord. Statement number two. When we look at the Pharisees, and we look at the Sadducees, and we look at the scribes, we look at all that, we've read in the scriptures, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Hedonists, whatever they call themselves, different kinds of sects we find at the time of Jesus Christ. The Sadducees, of course, were the rich ones, the high-level ones, the big guns. And then people like the Pharisees and the scribes were just in the middle level there. The Pharisees always depend on the scribes, because the scribes are the ones that write the law, because they know the law. So you will always see the Pharisees and the scribes, Jesus Christ mentioning them together, because they go hand in hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we're going to look at some of the things that, that why is Jesus Christ telling them in this scripture in Matthew 5 and 20 that your righteousness has to exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. Statement number two. Self-righteousness is antithetical to the kingdom of heaven and our ability to enter in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Self-righteousness is antithetical to the kingdom of heaven and our ability to enter into that kingdom of heaven. Praise ye the Lord. So in the eyes of the Pharisees, anyone who did not conform to their standard or to the law or anything that they brought before the people, they considered them as sinners, as unrighteous people. So in the eyes of the Pharisees, they were more self-righteous. They were more righteous than everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that self-righteousness is antithetical to the kingdom of heaven for you to enter. And that is why Jesus Christ is always antagonistic towards them and tells them, you hypocrites, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, they always keep to that law, the laws of do's and don'ts. I'm just paraphrasing here for us to get a glimpse of the understanding of where we are going to. So, self-righteousness is antithetical to the kingdom of heaven and our ability to enter it. It says, no wonder, and I made the note here, when you go to the Sermon on the Mount, which I call the Sermon of Woes, praise ye the Lord. Matthew 23 and 25 to 27. Matthew 23, 25 to 27. It says, Jesus begins to call them hypocrites. Look at that. He says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within you, said within them, they are full of extortion and excesses. Next verse. Said, though thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Next verse. It says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful on the outside. Praise ye the Lord. They appear beautiful on the outside. The Bible says he searches the reins and the hearts, and says he knows the thoughts. Our thoughts are far off. So everything about us he knows. Praise ye the Lord. So we should not be like these Pharisees and scribes whose concern is only on the outside picture they want to paint to us as self-righteous people. But inside of them are what? You know, all kinds of, you know, nonsense. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have a responsibility, men and brethren, not to walk like them. Your expression of who Jesus is to the outside world has to come from the inside. That they may see your good works and do what? Give your Father the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a great challenge for each and every one of us. We all face these challenges when we meet unbelievers or people that don't even know us. At our workplaces, for example. You're in the midst of your people, your colleagues, and you're walking. At the next minute, you hear the F-bomb. Right? Am I the only one? Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the goodness of God is a lot of them, when they see and understand the kind of person you are, when they offer the F-bomb, I apologize, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Because they understand and know where you stand as a child of God. Amen? They understand and know where you stand as a child of God. So they respect that spirit of God in you, in their midst, amongst them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have a responsibility to keep ourselves pure and righteous. Amen? And not be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Let's look at Matthew 15, 1 to 9. Matthew 15, 1 to 9, real quick. It says, then came Jesus to the scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem. Verse 2, okay. Why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Next verse. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions. Why do you transgress the commandments of God or the word of God? By your traditions. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Next verse. But ye say, whosoever shall say to this father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Next verse. And honor not his father or mother, and shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your traditions. Next verse. And it says, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, next verse, these people draw it nigh unto me with their mouth and honor it me with their lips. But where? Their heart is far from me. Where is your heart? That's the question I asked myself. Where is my heart? In comparison to the word of God, where do I place my heart? In the traditions of men or in the word of God? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The word of God triumphs over the traditions of men. Because the Bible says, if we go back to the book of Genesis, when at the beginning God created Adam and Eve, the old atmosphere was supposed to be a serene, beautiful atmosphere before the devil came in and, you know, did whatever he did. Today we have a different story. It's about the traditions of man. Traditions of man came after the fall, not before the fall. Because before the fall, it was the word of God. God gave them an instruction. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah. God gave an instruction before the fall. But the tradition of man came after the fall. And that is why we have the confusion we have today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It says, beware of your traditions. So the traditions of man is antithetical to the word of God. The word of God always trumps the traditions of man. That's why we said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So that's when God created the world in Genesis, the traditions of man was not in existence. Man's traditions and culture began to exist after the fall and the curse. If God is taking us back to the originality of all things as God's children, we must hold strongly the word of God. You can respect traditions or culture of man, but when it comes to a matter of choice and decision making, the word of God triumphs over traditions and culture. Praise ye the Lord. When you are faced with that dilemma, which way do I go? Where do I stand? As a child of God, stand upon the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You stand upon that word, because that word never fails. That word never failed me. Praise ye the Lord. We talked a little bit about the righteousness of the Pharisees. We've, you know, looked at what kind of whatever they are, what they bring forth to the table, and why Jesus Christ is saying that kind of righteousness is not what I want for my children, right? Self-righteousness and all that, hypocrisy, all kinds of, you know, crap. But let's look at something here. Let's go back to the righteousness of God. My third statement, God's righteousness demands what is true and what is right. Why? Because it is his very nature. Praise the Lord. It is his very nature. Righteousness is the very nature of God. What is right and what is correct and true is the very nature of God. Anything outside of that, he is not God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why Jesus Christ will always stand and say, except your righteousness exceed those of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter. Righteousness is the very nature of God. It is his very foundation. And without it, he cannot be God. Therefore, as believers in Christ, who are born again, who have the born again experience and filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the nature of God in us, yes, and we must imbibe and express always what is true and what is right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me Psalm 89 and 14. Psalm 89 and 14, please. Psalm 89 and 14. Look at that. It says, justice and judgment are the habitations of thy throne. It says, mercy and truth shall go before thy face. And my amplified version, when I looked it up, it says, righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Mercy and loving kindness and truth go before your face. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So basically, we are saying that righteousness is the characteristics of God. It is central to his very being. His own perfection is the essence of what is right. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. I repeat. Righteousness is the characteristics of God. It says it is central to his very being. His own perfection is the essence of what is right. Because without that rightness, he cannot be God. Praise ye the Lord. And that is what he wants us to aspire to, the perfection of himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, God is bound to his righteousness and acts within it as the righteous judge. It says, he is not a man that will tell lies, because lies telling, of course, is an unrighteous act. We know that. That is why he has given us his Holy Spirit to help us walk in that light of his perfection. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and what is right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Again, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and what is right. Give me Genesis 18 and 25. You will see here, Abraham began to banter with God regarding Sodom and Gomorrah. Of course, he had his brother or his cousin Lot in there. So he began to go back and forth with God. If there were 50 people, what are you going to do? What if there were 50 righteous? Or maybe 45 righteous? Or maybe 20 righteous? Or maybe 10 righteous? He began to banter with God. But there's something that Abraham pointed out to God in that banter back and forth in this verse. Let's look at verse 25. It says, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Why? Shall not the judge of the earth do right? Shall not the judge of the whole earth do right? Implicating for his cousin in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot. Abraham began to point to the rightness and the righteousness of God. Lord, you are the righteous judge. Do right. Rightness or unrighteousness is not of you. It's not part of your make. It's not your characteristics. It has nothing to do with you. You have to do right. Even if you find one person that is righteous in that land, you have to do right. Praise ye the Lord. God had no choice but to do what? Send his angels, take Lot away from there, destroy what was left. Because it was an attestment to his rightness as a righteous judge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me Psalm 99 and 4. Psalm 99 and 4, please. Okay, it says, the king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity, and that is God. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Praise ye the Lord. Give me Amos 5, 22 to 24. Amos 5, 22 to 24, as we go along here. Amos chapter 5, 22 and 24. If you have that, go ahead and give it to me. All right, it says, though you offer me burnt offerings, let's look at this, please. And your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of the viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Praise ye the Lord. So it's not about the songs and dance and all the pageantry we do, right? It is by doing what is right, what is just, and what is righteous. Praise ye the Lord. Romans. Romans 1, 16 to 18. Says, the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God. It says, revealed from faith through faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, right? Next verse. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in what? In unrighteousness. We cannot hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. Praise ye the Lord. We cannot hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. And that is why in the scriptures, when they all came to him and said, oh Lord, we did miracles. We did signs and wonders in your name. We did that in your name. We did this in your name. What did he say? He said, get away from me. I know you not. You workers of what? Iniquity. Yeah, they were gifted. They had a gift. Prophecy, miracles, signs and wonders. But there was something that was missing in there. They walked the walk of unrighteousness and iniquity. Men and brethren, this calling that God has given unto us or called us unto is not a walk in the park. Praise ye the Lord. We have a responsibility to do what is right. Live in righteousness. And this is the challenge that we have. Praise ye the Lord. We talk about the sons of God. The manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God that cannot manifest in unrighteousness and iniquity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's look at something in the scriptures that caught my attention. It says, John chapter 8, from verse 3 to 11. I'm not going to read that. Don't worry to put it up. It's simply about, and I'm going to just give you the story about it. It's about Jesus Christ in the temple, teaching the people. And then the Pharisees and the Sadducees, of course, brought this woman to him and began to speak and say, oh, this woman was caught in adultery. And here is Jesus looking at the situation or listening to them. He went down, began to write stuff, whatever he was writing, I don't know. And he stood up and said to them, if anyone has not done wrong before, let them cast the first stone. Praise ye the Lord. Now, here is grace standing, the law coming to him to condemn. a woman so-called caught in adultery. But grace stood. The law came to condemn. And he looked up to them and said, if you have not done this thing before, then you cast the first stone. But one by one, they began to go away. Praise ye the Lord. One by one. Whatever he wrote there, we don't know what, the Bible doesn't tell us what he wrote on the floor. But when he stood up, he didn't see anybody. He looked at the woman and said, okay, oh boy, where are your accusers? Praise ye the Lord. But the Bible makes me to understand here that Jesus Christ did what? He said he did not condemn this woman. He had compassion for the woman. And that is what the Pharisees and Sadducees don't do. Have compassion. Because they were stuck with the law of their do's and don'ts. But here is Jesus, grace, mercy, standing and saying, I don't condemn you. I have compassion on you. But at the same time, I don't condone the sin that you have committed. Praise ye the Lord. He had compassion on her. He did not condemn this woman. But he simply said, go and sin no more. But yet, he did not condone her sin. He did not give her a pat on the back. Oh, very good. Good woman. Continue to commit adultery if you like. No, he didn't do that. He just simply said, go and sin no more. You can imagine this woman. What would be her demeanor? And say, wow. I can be forgiven like this. Someone can have mercy on me. Man, I got to follow this man. Because she recognized she was an adulterer. She understood that fact. But there was this man that came and said, go and sin no more. I don't condemn you. I have compassion on you. But still, I don't condone your sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, we must, as God's children, have compassion for sinners. Right? Right? Don't condemn them. At the same time, don't condone the sin. Don't pat them on the back and say, oh, good, well done. Praise ye the Lord. Why? Because compassion and love will draw them closer. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did to that woman. He had compassion and love for the woman. And the woman will have said, wow, man, I got to follow this man who has love and compassion for me, even though I am a sinner. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Condemnation will drive them away. Right? Right? At the same time, when you condone their sin, you pat them on the back, what will it do? It will make them continue on. Because the objective of us as believers in Christ, who are called to ministry, who are called to do what? The ministry of reconciliation, right? To bring people out of darkness into the marvelous light. That's our responsibility. We show compassion, we show love. We don't condemn them. At the same time, we don't condone the sin. We speak to them in love and do what we have to do in love to bring them in, to see the difference between the kind of life they live and the life that Jesus Christ has shown us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Step in number 4 says, to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we must have the same heart like Jesus. To exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we must have the same heart like Jesus did. Praise ye the Lord. Mark 6 and 34 speaks of Jesus having compassion on the multitude, right? Same thing as Matthew 14:14. We'll talk about the story of the Good Samaritan. Luke 10:25-37 also speaks of having compassion on your neighbor. Compassion is a strong feeling that draws one to take an action that can meet someone else's need. Praise ye the Lord. Give me Colossians 3 and 12. Colossians 3 and 12. It says, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of what? Bowels of, and then draw that to, compare that to compassion. It says kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and what else? Long suffering. Praise ye the Lord. Remember, bowels of mercies. Just like Jesus Christ heard mercy on us in our unbelieving state, we do the same to unbelievers. People we walk with, people we meet, people we do business with. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Luke 18, 19 to 14. Now, this is the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. You know, the Pharisee came and began to pray to God and say, oh, I'm not like this publican who is a sinner, and so forth and so on. And then the publican came and said, oh, Lord, have mercy upon me a sinner. Praise ye the Lord. When you read that text of scripture, you begin to understand. And I began to ask myself, okay, what kind of prayer and worship do I give the Lord? My act of prayer and worship, is it full of pride and arrogancy? Amen? What kind of worship and prayer do I give the Lord when I pray? Selfish prayer? I don't know. Praise ye the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, 7 to 9. Give me that scripture. 2 Corinthians 3, 7 to 9. We have to understand, men and brethren, that we have a ministry or ministration of righteousness. I say it again. We, just like we have the ministry of reconciliation, we have the ministry of righteousness and the ministration of righteousness. I will explain. The ministry of righteousness is a calling. You are called to righteousness. Bible says our righteousness is of the Lord. So you are called to that ministry. And the ministration of righteousness is the act of righteousness that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That ministry is a service that produces and fosters righteous living and right standing with God. It's an act. You have to act it. You have to do it. Because you are called to it. There is no gainsaying about it. Praise ye the Lord. There is no gainsaying about it. You have to act righteousness, whether you like it or not, if you want to enter heaven or enter into the kingdom of God, as the case may be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Born by that is the power of the grace of God that he bestows on us to do those works and do those acts, which is different from that of the Pharisees and Sadducees that are born by the law of condemnation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Do we understand that? So, the ministry of righteousness which you do correctly and rightly is what gets you into the kingdom of God. And that is why grace stood and said, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. For there is power in grace and mercy that God, that Jesus Christ bestowed on that woman. And that is what we are called to do, to act. We are not under the law, but under what? Grace. But the Bible says, shall we continue in sin, quote unquote, unrighteousness, that grace may abound? Shall we? No. So our job as children of God, ministers, we are ministers of righteousness. Unbelievers will see your work of righteousness and give God the glory. Praise ye the Lord. You and I are called to it, and there's no gainsaying about it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let's look at Philippians 3:9. Let's listen to Paul. Let's see what he says. Philippians 3:9, please. Philippians 3:9. It says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness. Why? It says, because my righteousness is what? Is of the law. That same spirit and of condemnation. But that which is through what? Faith in Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. Praise ye the Lord. So let's connect that scripture with Romans chapter 4, verse 5. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. Give me that scripture real quick as I begin to round up. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. It says, but to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is done what? Counted unto him for righteousness. Praise ye the Lord. Bible says, Abraham believed God, and it was what? Counted unto him for righteousness. So our ministry of righteousness sets us in a position to renounce, the Bible says, the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling God's word deceitfully. Give me 2 Corinthians 4, 1 to 2. Let's see what it tells us there. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 to verse 2. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received what? Mercy. We do what? We faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of what? Dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness. Not handling the word of God deceitfully. And that is why Jesus Christ was able to kick them out and say, get out of me, you workers of iniquity. Because you handled the word of God deceitfully and in craftiness. Yes, they had the gift. They had the power. Miracles, signs, and wonders were taking place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commanding ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Can I have the praise team to come, please? Praise team. So begin to round up here. Men and brethren, we have a responsibility to maintain righteousness. Because without that, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There are struggles, but we have to overcome those struggles by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God, and by the power of God. We have to be disciplined in prayer, disciplined in fasting, disciplined in the word, disciplined in the things of God that will help us overcome every act of unrighteousness that will prevent us from entering the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus sets a very high standard for righteousness because he himself is the standard for righteousness. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Follow him. His ways, his acts, and the things that he had done and showed us in the scriptures that we have to do to make it to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let me round up with that scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:21, please. It says, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made, what? The righteousness of God in him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can we rise up to our feet real quick, men and brethren, please? To encourage us with this last scripture before I step out. If you can give me Isaiah 32, please. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32. I call it the blessings of righteousness. Isaiah 32:17-18. It says, behold, a king. And the works of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is what? Quietness and assurance forever. Praise ye the Lord. The blessing of righteousness, when you walk righteousness, he said, you shall do what? You shall have peace. The effect of that righteousness that you and I do is quietness and assurance forever. Give me the next verse. Verse 18. It says, and my people shall dwell in what? Peaceable habitations. And in what? Sure dwellings. And in what? Quiet resting places. Because you walk the walk of righteousness, that is your blessing. That is the promise that God has given unto us. Praise ye the Lord. So it is not unright, so to speak, not to walk in righteousness. There's abundance of blessing in walking in righteousness. Right? There's an abundance of blessing in walking in righteousness. So you cannot say, you cannot be like the Joneses, like they say. You cannot compromise. Right? Because when you do so, you will lose that blessing. We will lose that blessing when we do so. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. I just give you all the glory and praise. Just give you all the worship and adoration. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to share your word with your great people. I pray and ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that these things that we have heard today, that you help us to live and walk in righteousness in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we exalt you, we glorify you. If there be any unrighteousness, Lord, if there be any sin, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. We ask and pray that your precious blood avail to cleanse us from every weight and sin that easily beset us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name. And even these words that have gone forth, Lord, let it minister unto every heart and every soul. In the name of Jesus. Father, give them fresh revelation as they go forth, even as they go back and look into these scriptures. Father, minister unto them, Lord, on a one-to-one basis. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.